Walking in on somebody naked, always awkward.
Go on.
And that's what we had for Why Should We Talk to You on Monday. You'll hear Shannon's story here on the podcast.
Plus, we also had a very good Woods Big List. No, not Woods Big List. Sorry. The
Big Bag of Questions.
There it is. Thank you. As we found out a lot about each other.
All of us.
And we got a lot of weird people. And I love it.
I think almost everybody listening and us, we're all OCD.
What are you going to do?
It felt that way anyway. You'll hear it now on the podcast. It's time for the Big Bag of Questions, where we go over questions that have been asked over the years, and we put them out there, and we ask you to participate as well.
Right. Now, I have between 1 and 137. Kelly, pick a number here.
Sir, I will choose 47.
Scroll down this one. Okay, this one comes from Pamela. It starts off a little bit of an insult. Hey, Kelly and Wood, you guys are a little weird.
Thank you.
What's the strangest habit that you have?
Okay. Boy, I don't know. I there's something I do that's weird. It's more of a nervous tic than a habit.
Okay.
I cut my, and I'll try and do it into the microphone so you can hear what I'm doing. Whenever I'm nervous or thinking or kind of lost in thought, I'll do this to my fingers.
What, you like tap your hands?
But I put my I put my pointer finger and my middle finger spaced apart, and I tap it with my other middle finger. And my wife always knows when I'm thinking or nervous or not really paying attention, because I'll be doing this.
I've sat across you from 5 years, and I've never noticed that once.
Because I'm focused when I'm in here.
Oh, okay.
I'm not. My mind isn't wandering. I got laser-like focus.
Okay, well, that's good.
But that, I would say maybe that's the weirdest habit that I have. That's almost more of a nervous tic, though, than a habit.
Yeah, I don't know if that was... But either way, it's interesting.
Yeah, is it? I don't know.
Mine is I have to go to bed the same way every night.
Okay.
And I am... Not superstitious. I'm a little stitious.
A little stitious?
And I have to go to bed in the exact same way. Like, I have to get my covers ready and blankets ready in the exact same way. And if it gets screwed up, I start all over.
You do start over?
I will start over.
Wow.
So I have to make sure everything is untucked. Like, it drives me nuts if my blankets are tucked underneath the mattress. If you sleep like that, the hell's the matter with you? it is
It feels good, like a little cocoon.
No. Like, I feel like I can't point my feet up. You know,
that is true.
Oh, it just gives me anxiety just thinking about it. Everything has to be untucked. And then when I get in, I lift my legs all the way up and let the blankets go underneath my feet at that point in time.
Yeah.
Bring it down. Then I have to lift my left leg, get the blankets underneath my left leg, lift my right leg underneath my right leg. And then I'm good.
And then no one better touch you, talk to you, nothing.
Seriously, like if it gets messed up, I will then be like, all right, we've got to start over. Otherwise, I'm not going to have a good day tomorrow.
Oh, man, it's that bad, huh?
And I don't know if you've walked out with me how many times at this place. Yeah. I have to walk out the same way every time.
Right.
Like there's like the bush you can go around one way or the other. I have to go to the right every time.
I will say, here's something that I do weird. I have a fairly long drive to work, about an hour. It's a little under an hour. I will wait till the same point every time in my drive to have any sort of caffeine. Like, I wait till I've been on the road for about 45 minutes, and then I allow myself to have caffeine.
Really?
I don't know why. I don't know why I do that. Like, when I get to a certain point in my drive, I'm like, cool, I can have my bubbler now or whatever it is that I brought for caffeine. Now I can drink it.
Dang.
That's a weird habit, right?
I think so.
Look at Babs texted in. I collect chapstick flavors.
That's okay.
It's weird though.
Yeah.
But variety is the spice of life.
I didn't, honestly, up until like 4 seconds ago, I didn't even know there was more flavors than two. I thought there was cherry and regular.
I love the smell of regular chapstick.
Really?
Oh man, I love that smell so much. I don't know if it brings me back to childhood or what, but oh, that's one of my favorite smells.
I hate putting on chapstick.
If I could get a candle that smelled like just regular chapstick.
Isn't it just wax?
No, there's a scent.
Okay.
I don't know what the scent is, but there's a scent.
Wood from Cassidy. That's called OCD. Maybe a little bit.
Probably.
I am very particular on things. I honestly, when I cook in the kitchen, it will drive me up a wall if we do not clean. Like, I cannot cook with my wife.
Clean as you cook.
My wife will not clean up as she cooks.
Yeah.
And then when it's done, there's food and there's yeah. What's the matter with you? When I'm done cooking, my kitchen is clean. God love her. I won't cook with her.
That makes me think of the way my wife empties the dishwasher annoys me to no end. She'll take all the dishes.
Now we're getting to some good stuff here.
We're getting to the meat now. She'll take out all the dishes and stack them on the counter and then start to put them away, as opposed to
just put them away.
Right. Just right from the dishwasher to the cabinet. Not from the dishwasher to the counter to the cabinet.
She's making more work for herself.
I don't understand it. I'm like, Brianna, I can empty the dishwasher twice as fast as you. It's like, well, this is the way I've done it forever. Well, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, absolutely wrong.
Let me lead you, child.
Nicole texted, I count my steps. I cannot end in an odd number.
That's a good one right
there. We're getting into more OCD stuff than we are. Because I was just thinking about temperature in the car. The temperature in the car has to be on a half. So it either has to be 70 or 75. I can't have it at 73.
Really?
Yeah. But that's not a habit. That's OCD.
That's pretty weird.
Or it's going to be at 65 or 60. There's no in between.
Since we're in the trust tree here, I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Let's go.
I still do my best to this day not to step on cracks.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
My mama's back's on the line, man.
How about TV volume? That TV volume has to be on an even or a half for me. So 20 or 25, I can't have it at 23.
Wow. That's weird.
I might need to go see somebody.
Yeah.
Because we're really getting to something here.
17 is the perfect TV volume.
Well, 73 is the perfect car temperature, but I can't do it. I either got to be cold or hot. One of the two.
Amber, I have to have at least 2 full bottles of water with me all the time.
That's good. That's healthy. Hydrate.
Yeah, but man, doesn't that hurt your back carrying that water around all the time?
Two bottles?
Or your purse? That's heavy, dude. That's heavy.
Not that bad.
It's okay. From Jake, I unload the dishwasher wrong, too. Coming to your wife's defense.
It's not okay. You're taking extra time.
Triple G, even number only per my Chloe on the radio or 69 on the temp in the truck.
Oh, come on.
Well, what if it's cold out? You don't want that.
You know what Triple G's trying to say.
Honestly, I'm temp. It's either full blast hot or full blast cold. There's no in between.
There's no in between?
That's it for me. That's the only way I'll live.
Stephanie says, I agree with you, Kelly, on the TV volume. Yeah, you got to have it just at the right thing. Otherwise, I can't relax.
John, I'm not going to lie to you. This one's wild. Whenever one pair of socks or boxers die, I have to buy all new and throw out the old.
That's maybe a good habit, though.
My wife gets so mad at me because I will keep underwear on forever. I have one pair of underwear that literally shouldn't even be on a human being.
It's just a waistband at this point?
There's, from where I pull up on the side and on the back, it's actually ripped at the top, the elastic part. There's like handles on the side. I look like Chris Farley.
That sounds pretty sweet. You might have invented a new style of underwear.
It is, until all of a sudden it's like, hey, your butt crack's hanging out, which I heard numerous times at Winstock. Get over it.
It does hang out. All right, we got someone sitting on hold wants to chime in. What's up? What's your weird habit?
So I'm very weird. I'm OCD to the point where, like, if it's my house or my car or my area, my office, like, I will have it messy. Not like, you know, gross, but like disorganized, you know, and it doesn't bother me at all. But if I go into someone else's space, oh my God, I freak out if it's like disorganized or messy. Or if somebody else comes into my space and makes it disorganized, I like freak out.
I'm not going to lie to you. That sounds like OCD.
Yeah.
But I'm not a doctor.
But I kind of agree with you. It's because when you're in a stranger's house, it's strange stuff laying all over the place, so it looks more messy. In your house, you're like, oh, there's that towel I used a couple days ago. It's still sitting on the back of the sofa.
That's my pile of crap mail over there.
Like, I know what that is. So, yeah, I can totally see that, though.
Yeah, it's like my organized chaos, you know? But then if someone else tries to come mess with it, I'm like, oh, no.
Kevin and Bush.
Earlier, we were doing the big bag of questions, and boy, people really opened up. Because we asked, what is your weirdest habit?
And boy, did they start flooding in. How about this one? I count my stairs every time I walk up or down so I don't miss a step. If I have 15 stairs in my house, I have to count to make sure I don't miss one.
Yeah, people texted in. Here's one Rachel texted in. Weird habit is how I organize my closet. It has to be 1 by color, 2 by style of shirt in a subcategory of color, like short sleeve to long sleeve. I bet that looks pretty good. That probably looks like a rapper's closet.
Or like just a giant rainbow as it goes across the room. Yeah. Mike, I am kind of on your wife's side. My wife sets the microwave for 33 or 37 seconds, not 35 or 40, then shuts it off early and leaves time on it.
So it does. Oh,
that's I do that all the time.
I don't. I microwave things for 55 seconds, it seems like, every time. Every time I put something in the microwave, I feel like I hit 55 and start.
Interesting.
Even if it needs, unless it's like something it needs to be, but if I'm warming something back up, it's always 55 seconds for me.
I like to try to see if I can stop the microwave right before it beeps.
Like while it's in the 1 second. Oh, there's no better feeling.
Almost as if I'm just, you know, disarming a bomb.
Right.
And then that 1 second stays on there as I leave it as my trophy.
Like, yeah.
To show everyone how awesome I am.
Here, Brittany texted this one in. Peeling skin from sunburn.
Ugh.
Habit's weird but enjoyable. My grandma used to love popping zits.
Oh, gross.
I know. That's a weird habit, though. We're talking weird habits here. Don't talk about my grandma like that.
I will say this. After getting a tattoo, when it starts to peel.
You love that?
That is pretty neat. I do like that one. My husband has to either blow the AC or heat through the vents on high. Then he opens the window if he gets too hot or too cold, rather than changing the temp.
That's you, Wood.
I'm not going to hate that one. Another one I actually like. This one came from Stephanie. I'm obsessed with vacuum lines. I will vacuum my house twice a day to make sure I can see the lines on the carpet.
Jeez.
Hey, I'm with her on that. There's nice, nothing clean better house. When you walk into a room and you see all those lines. Yep. That's nice.
My grandma used to do that too, and then be like, don't walk on the carpet.
Mm.
Okay, grandma.
Guess I'll just skip. We all had that one room growing up that you weren't allowed in, right?
Not in my house. Oh. We only had 700 square feet. We had to use every room.
We had the front welcoming room.
Of course you did.
Don't touch that room.
Check your privilege at the door, sir.
Done.
Kelly and Wood.
Why should we talk to you on Monday is when someone has something big going on over the weekend, so they call us up so we can all be a part of it, and that is exactly why Shannon called us. Shannon, what's going on? Why should we talk to you on Monday?
So, I'm actually going to see my father-in-law first time since Memorial Day.
Okay.
And it doesn't want to beep or anything, but... All right. Well, we all went to the pool Memorial Day, like a big kind of family gathering, and I was in one of the changing rooms, and my father-in-law accidentally walked in while I was changing.
Your father-in-law walked in while you were changing?
Yeah, like butt naked. Like,
oh, okay, all right.
The full Monty.
Yes, everything. And we both just looked at each other like, I don't really know. I mean, he didn't say anything. I didn't say anything. We just gave each other, like, this terrified look, and he ran out as fast as possible. So no one knows about it.
So you didn't tell your husband?
No, I didn't say anything. Like, how would that be weird? Like, his own dad saw me naked.
I mean, accidents happen, but now it's kind of weird because you guys have waited so long and didn't tell anybody about it.
So I think, I don't know, if anyone found out, it would just be a disaster.
And you haven't seen him since the incident?
No, not at all. Like, so we're supposed to meet up this weekend for like a family barbecue, and it's going to be the first time we're face to face. I don't even know what to do. I'm so nervous. I'm like contemplating, like, I don't know, getting really drunk, but then that might end up as a disaster. So I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
All right, what kind of relationship did you and your father-in-law have before this incident?
Like, just very cordial, you know? We haven't really done too much, so.
Okay. All right. I
can see where this would be tough, though.
But honestly, I think it's more embarrassing for him than it is you.
Yeah. Honestly, I mean, like, he probably never want his son to know that.
Well, especially if you guys haven't talked about it. What was Memorial Day? 6 weeks ago almost now?
It's been a minute. No, I mean, no.
Oh, okay. No. Oh, no, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Like 4 weeks ago.
Give her two or here or there.
Well, either way, since you didn't address it, now it's just had time to fester.
Yeah, I'm mortified. I don't even want to look at him.
Hmm.
Boy, that's going to be a tough one. Is it a pool party that you're going to this weekend?
No, I mean, it's not, thank God, but we're going to have a clothes on.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, well.
I'll say, if you're going to do it, lock a door this time.
Yeah, sweet home Alabama.
If you're going to be doing that.
All right, I'm interested to see how it goes.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. So for Monday, are you going to say something to him? Or are you just going to go in and see if this is awkward and just kind of ride it out?
I think I'm just going to ride it out. Like, I don't think I'm going to say anything. I think there might be a mutual understanding, you know? If I say something, it's going to be worse.
All right.
Well,
honestly, just let me say this. If this were me and, like, my dad walked in on my wife,
yeah,
I think it would be funny.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, especially if it's like a open the door, oh, my God, what's my bad, and walk out.
Closer, yeah.
That's funny. So, you know, but maybe I'm just weird.
Yes, you are. But we will find out, Shannon, what happens on Monday after the weekend when you're seeing your father-in-law for the first time after he accidentally saw you naked. We'll call it the same time, okay?
All right. I'll let you guys know.
Kelly and Wood have this in seconds.
All right. So we don't have interns anymore.
No.
Sandro has left us. Yusuf left a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to use Brian Riley to stand in for an intern, and we're going to play Win the Intern's Lunch, but Brian Riley is by no means an intern.
Until we find a new intern, yeah, he's going to be our stand-in.
If you want to intern for us, reach out.
Let us know.
We're desperate.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take anybody. As you can tell by our last few interns.
Correct. Oh! Whoa, hey.
Nah, that's not. I love Sandro. Listen, but you are going to have your kids ask Brian Riley some questions about animated series.
And I recorded their questions because Brian Riley has no children.
Right.
What does he know about children's shows?
So we had your kids ask Brian Riley these questions. We recorded his responses yesterday. Here's you talking to your kids to have see if they can think they can do it.
All right. Are you guys smarter than Brian Riley?
Yeah, probably.
You think? So if I ask you guys to come up with some trivia questions, will Brian Riley be able to answer them?
No.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
No. No.
Okay. Well, here we go. So start thinking of some tough questions, and we'll ask Brian Riley here, okay?
All right. So Woods kids came up with questions.
Mm-hmm.
We played them for Brian Riley yesterday. We recorded his responses. Now your job is to call us up at 320-656-9453 and just tell us, will Brian Riley get the answers to these questions right or wrong? If you win, you take the food right out of Brian's mouth. It's Win the Intern's Lunch right now. Call us up to play.
Kelly and Wood.
Not too much. It's going to work.
All right.
Hey. Now, do you have little ones?
They're middle-aged.
Okay.
Okay.
So you've been through the child TV shows.
Yes.
Ooh.
All right. It's a rough stretch.
Yeah.
But
it is.
We are going to ask you now. Well, actually, we're not going to ask you, but Woods Kids asked Brian Riley some questions about TV shows, and you just have to guess, will Brian Riley get the answers right or wrong, okay?
Okay.
So here is the first question that Woods Kids asked Brian Riley.
What is Plankton's first name?
From SpongeBob SquarePants,
mm-hmm.
What is Plankton's first name? Will Brian Riley get that right or wrong?
Wrong.
Let's see. All right, Brian, first question from Woods Kids.
What is Plankton's first name?
What is Plankton's first name?
Now, of course, that's from SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, I thought his name was Plankton.
Well, not so confident now.
Isn't that what he said his name was? Oh, boy. Plankton.
Do you know the right answer to this, Wood?
Oh, I do.
Okay. I don't want to say it's Curtis. There's no way it's Curtis Plankton.
Sounds like he's got soul.
Although I'm looking up his real name, it's not much better.
Is it Daryl?
No.
Daryl Plankton.
Sheldon James Plankton.
I thought it was Plankton.
All right.
It was not. And by the way, Brian Miles was talking a ton of trash that he was going to get all these right.
Yeah. Well, that's very good, Carol. You got the first one right. Now you just got to get best 2 out of 3, okay?
Okay.
Now the next question that Woods Kids asked Brian was this.
What is SpongeBob's eye color?
What is SpongeBob's eye color? Will he get that?
Yes.
All right, let's see. All right, here's the next question.
What is SpongeBob's eye color?
His eye color?
Yep. Yeah.
Who's looking at his eyes?
Hey.
All right. I'm going to say, it's not brown. It's not green. I'm going to say it's blue because of the ocean. Blue like the ocean.
Final answer?
That's my final answer.
That's correct!
Yeah!
Oh, nicely done. By the way, what else are you looking at on SpongeBob if you're not looking at his eyes?
That's true. Hey, oh.
Hey.
Well, Carol, you did it. Right? You already won Brian Riley's lunch, but would you like to see if you can do a clean sweep and get all three?
Sure.
Why not, right? We got the time. Here's the next question.
What's the name of Mayor Goodway's chicken?
Murphy, want to get involved? This is from Paw Patrol.
Well, Brian Riley know that one. What is the mayor? Wait, what is the name of Mayor Goodway's chicken?
Yes.
Well, Brian Riley know that one.
I would say no.
All right, let's see for the clean sweep. All right, last one, Brian.
What's the name of Mayor Goodway's chicken?
That's Paw Patrol.
What?
Okay. Mayor Goodway.
What?
Okay. Here, I'll play it for you again.
Yeah.
What's the name of Mayor Goodway's chicken?
Mayor? What's a Mayor Goodway?
That's the mayor of Paw Patrol's town.
Is he a dog, too?
First of all, it's a she. How dare you? You sexist SWB.
I've never seen the show. Okay. Mayor, what's the name of?
What's the name of the pet chicken?
I would say Captain McCluck. I've never seen the show.
If that's not it, they need to make that a character soon.
Yeah. You are looking for Chicoletta.
There's no. I'm a 31-year-old adult. You think I've watched Paw Patrol?
I like how angry Brian Riley gets just instantly.
Welcome to the club, man.
Take it easy. Well, Carol, you did it this morning. Not only did you win Brian Riley's lunch, but you also had a clean sweep. Congratulations, you did it.
Yes, good, thank you.
Sometimes Kelly finds things interesting that no one else does.
Right.
And I mean no one.
It's time for Maybe It's Just Me.
You may see a piece of leather stamped with the term genuine leather. And you think, well, that means this isn't fake leather, right?
Okay.
It's not what it means. Not what it means at all. As a matter of fact, genuine leather is just a grade of leather. And it's not even the best grade of leather. It's second to the lowest grade of leather.
Which would be pleather?
No.
Oh.
Bonded leather is the worst.
Ah.
Now, why are there different grades of leather? Well, it all depends on which part of the hide it is, how the hide was treated, and, well, that's pretty much it.
Oh, okay.
And just, obviously, the overall quality. So, the different grades are bonded leather is the worst. So, when you see that, that's the worst quality of leather. Genuine leather is above that. And then we have split grain leather. That's a little bit better. Full grain leather is next. And then top grain leather is the best.
Ah, top grain.
Top grain leather is usually treated with vegetable tanning, which does not use any sort of chemicals. It's actually usually the top grain leather is usually something that you pass down for generations. It's, you know.
So you're telling me my couch wasn't made from a gigantic cow?
Well, probably more than one. It probably took more than one. You have a leather couch?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. I knew that.
Classy.
I've seen it.
It's real classy.
It's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. But is it genuine leather? Is it top grain, full grain?
Hell if I know.
What is it?
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that was interesting because whenever you see genuine leather, you think, well, that's just telling me that this isn't fake leather. But really, it's saying this is the second to the lowest grade of leather that you could possibly buy. Here it is.
Now, is pleather, is that even remotely any sort of leather?
No.
Because it wasn't on your list there.
That's pleather is plastic leather. Isn't that what it's, isn't that what two words mashed together? Mm-hmm. Pleather? Yeah, so no.
Oh.
That's not going to, why would that be on here?
Well.
It doesn't come from an animal.
You don't know that.
It's not actual leather.
There's a rubber tree. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
I found out.
I don't think that's where we get rubber from, though.
Now, can I ask another question, since you are a leatherman now?
An expert.
Does leather only come from cows? Or is it all animals? Like, could I get, like, chicken leather? Or horse leather?
Pig leather? Pig skin?
Yeah, I mean, that's football. Pork rinds, I'm pretty sure.
So. Oh, my gosh. Mm. I don't know.
I'm not an animal person. I am not a farmer by any means.
No. I think leather only comes from cows.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I wish you wouldn't have. You did that on purpose, didn't you? You did. I knew it.
Well, you had all the this great knowledge.
You did it on purpose.
I just wanted to see if what else we knew.
I would imagine maybe like an elk.
Okay.
I would imagine anything in the bovine category. Isn't that what a cow is? A bovine?
Yes.
Or is it an equine?
No, bovine.
Oh, God.
I know that's for sure.
There's a farmer driving his tractor into the side of a barn right now. Mm-hmm. He's so frustrated with us.
I hate these guys.
I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
By like, hippo.
I like how every farmer has a southern accent in our opinion.
You can get a lot of leather out of a hippo.
But is it leather or is it just animal hide?
Just hippo skin.
Dude, we need to end this now.
Probably could have stopped beforehand. Oh, yeah, people, if you want chicken leather, go get some food. No,
we're not doing that.
No, that's jerky.
Let's move on, please. Seriously, let's move on.
Okay.
We're running out of time anyway. Maybe you didn't find this one interesting. I did. I never knew what genuine leather meant before. I just thought it meant it wasn't fake. It's fine if you didn't like it. The weekend's here. You won't have to deal with this for 2 days. But on Monday, I'm going to have another one for you, and I might be the only one that finds it interesting. And
making you feel better about yourself every morning.
It's time to get trashy with Kelly and Wood.
It sure is. Wood will now give us a story with some trashy elements to it. We'll give it a trashy score and put it up on the trashy scale in the Trash Flash.
We're headed to
Florida!
Ohio.
O-H-I-O. Trash.
Well, that's where we'll start off here as we have 34-year-old Muhammad Kabir, right? Now, Kabir's driving around town. And apparently, well, he's getting the eye from the police. That's when he was driving a little erratically, and an officer decided, hey, that's got to be put to an end. So he hit the light. That's when Kabir pulled over into a Walmart Supercenter parking lot. Now, that's important because we'll come back to that here in just
a
moment.
Duly noted.
Now, Kabir, he knew he was in trouble. That's because, A, he had a suspended driver's license. B, the vehicle he was in had expired plates. And C, there was a kid jumping around the back seat, not properly secured with a seatbelt.
This ain't the 60s, man.
That's right. And that's going to get you in a whole lot of trouble. Well, when the officer came up, got Kabir's information, said, hold on, I'm going to run this back, goes back into the cop car and starts doing his job. Now, does Kabir think, hey, you know what? This is the moment I need to start turning my life around.
Buckle up, son.
Or does he do something dumb? This is a trash flash. He does something dumb.
I can hope, but...
Kabir grabbed his cell phone and called 911. When the operator answered, he said, hey, there's a shooting going on, and gave a location nearby, but about 4 blocks away. He said, I need you to send all the officers here right now. Well, the only problem is 911 has the ability to trace where you're calling from, and said, sir, are you in a Walmart parking lot? That's what Kabir said. Nah, man. This shooting's going down now. I need help.
Send help.
They said, sir, the only problem is, A, I pinged your location and you are in that Walmart parking lot. And also, this number is linked to a open investigation right now being opened by the officer sitting in the car right behind you. At that moment, the officer popped out of the car, walked up and said, hey, did you just call 911? Kabir said, nah, man, and hung up. That's when 911 called him right back as the phone rang sitting next to him. Sure enough, the jig was up. There was no shooting, and he was then arrested for making false claims on top of all the driving violations he was already facing.
Wow. That's a good strategy, though.
Is it?
You know, when your back's against the wall, you got to make some tough choices.
Or just follow the law.
That's a part of it. All right, well, let's go ahead and let's give this one a score, shall we?
Come on.
All right, so we got, boy, all the things that he was doing wrong. A child jumping around in the back seat. It's trashy, man. Get that child in the child seat. Driving with a suspended license. Trashy. I'm going to get that another 150 points right there.
Correct.
There was a third thing he was doing wrong.
The license plate on the car expired.
Okay, that's another
thing.
The tags were expired. Mm-hmm. His license was expired. He's got a kid jumping around in the back seat. All those are 150 point offenses right there.
All right.
Making a call to 911 to tell him, hey, man, there's a shooting going on right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Trashy.
Big time.
That's a big one. That's a 200 point trashy right there. Let's see. He was arrested.
Yep.
Doing it from a phone number that has an open investigation going on right behind you, it feels a little trashy.
Seems that way.
I'm going to give that 150 points as well.
How about the 911 operator calling him back as he sat there and was lying to the police officer?
Yeah, we'll give that one 125 points.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, this is a good score, Wood. You're going to like this one. Today, our gentleman calling the cops and being discovered that he's being pulled over earns himself a whopping and almost close 2 days in a row, 975 points.
Kelly and Wood.
Welcome to our bonus track. It's our first break of the day. We tack it on the end of the podcast. We talked about how living the summer of wood is exhausting.
And
expensive.
How much you, for some reason, hated pineapple and then changed your mind moments later. Right.
Well, you convinced me, as you always do with food, Wood. You showed me the way.
Come closer, child.
You'll hear it all right now on the bonus track.
Kelly and Wood.
Yeah, man.
We better go.
Why?
We better go, guys. It's Friday.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying.
Please don't hit me again.
We have a lot of stuff to get to today.
Okay.
A lot of winning. A lot of fun. And we got a lot of shout-outs to get to.
Okay. Already?
Already.
I see one.
Yeah, well, then you're not using your eyeballs. Because I'm telling you right now, Stephanie wants to tell her mom, Carol, huge shout-out. It is her last day of work. She's retiring today.
Oh, man. What does that feel like, I wonder?
Let's be real.
I'll never know.
I don't know Carol as a person.
Nope. Never met her.
And first of all, Carol, congratulations.
Right,
second
you made
of all,
it.
Carol ain't doing a damn thing today.
What do you do on your last day of work?
Now, tell everyone what I really think of them.
What if they come in and give you one final report?
I'm on it. On it, boss. Don't you worry. I'm your guy. Bam, straight in the trash as soon as
right.
I leave. Hey, what are you going to do? Fire me?
Right.
You take back my gold pen?
Yeah. What if they revoke your pension on the last day?
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Okay. I don't know what the rules are.
Either way.
I'm never going to get to retire, so I don't know.
And how dare I? For all I know, Carol is a perfect employee.
She may work as hard today as she did day one.
Right.
Not everybody's like you, Wood.
Who knows? Maybe she's a nurse. I don't want somebody mailing in his on your last day. Like, I don't know, penicillin, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Do your own port.
Yes. Fine. But I just wanted to make sure we gave Carol a little bit of love today because it's her last day and it's not our last
That's pretty awesome, though. Good for you, Carol. You made it.
We got a long way to go before we're done.
It's a good thing I got this five-hour energy.
I want... Now, last week, we got saved.
Oh, right? It was close, man. It was close.
It was, but it was also Winstock Day. Maybe a lot of listeners are up at Winstock. Who knows? Maybe there's some listeners up at Lakes Gym. I don't know. But I want three first-time texters today.
All right.
Now, I'll explain once we get into the shout-outs. We already have one in the bag.
We do?
I'll explain why.
Please do explain.
All right.
But all right.
We got to get it started first.
All right. I got to shake up this five-hour energy. I got to get all the nutrients mixed together.
Siebert says, Kelly, you already sound a little tired this morning.
Siebert, shut up.
Oh, wow. Siebert just catching a stray.
You know I'm messing with you, Siebert. You know I got nothing but love for you. All right. Here we go. The count of three. One, two, three. Wood, how was your evening, man?
Pretty.
That just cut out, didn't it?
Yeah.
Just end it.
Just hit that button right there. It was very... low-key. Now, I'll say that because I talked about this yesterday. Went and got some tattooing done yesterday.
You got a big piece they're working on your leg.
And hot damn a llama. It hurt afterwards.
Well, I could tell because I was on a video conference call with you whilst you were getting your tattoo.
Right.
And I could tell every once in a while I was like... and a,
Now, so our consultant we meet with, Jeff, right? Yes. Tells us all sorts of things. He sets up his appointments with us because he's all over the place.
Right.
He was at like Volkswagen last week.
Yeah, he gives talks at Facebook and TikTok. Like the dude's big time.
And so he met up with us. We'd had this appointment on the books for a while, but Sean sent me a message earlier this week, said, hey, I got a couple open hours. You just want to swing on through. That's pretty much what we're doing.
Yeah.
Anytime you got a couple opens, I'll go in, sit down.
Get a few pokes.
I said, yeah, I kind of do. All right. So jump in, doing a Zoom call. In the tattoo chair, which, by the way, Jeff said he's never had a coaching session before with someone while they're getting a tattoo.
Well, he's never worked with such an extreme morning show before.
That's right.
We just grip it and rip it.
And so afterwards, so, you know, we did the inside and back of the knee. Yowza howza. And afterwards, I tried to go meet my wife because she was doing some grocery shopping.
Yeah.
I like grocery shopping.
I do, too.
I don't mind grocery shopping.
I like going to the grocery store.
I had to tap out after a while. I couldn't just walk. Like, my leg was hurting so much. So I pretty much yesterday stayed at home, laid up.
Had to.
We got some pizzas. The kids got to make their own little pizzas.
Oh, right? That's always fun.
And I will tell you this. You know I love my food.
You're an expert. And I don't mean that as an insult. Mm-hmm. I mean that as when we ever go out to eat, everybody looks to Wood.
And that's right.
When we went to, what's the name of that bar? Troubles. Mm-hmm. Before Winstock.
Down at Howard Lake.
Everybody look to Wood. What are we getting, Wood? You tell us.
And I've led the way.
Yes.
Get on my back. The proprietary blend of pizza was once again a hit.
Yes.
But yesterday, pineapple on pizza. I know I'm not going to kick off that whole argument. Nah, should you not?
That's hacky.
If you put on pineapple after the pizza comes out of the oven.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. That's the ticket.
Is it because it's crunchy then still?
Same thing with the banana peppers. Like people put on banana peppers on the pizza, which I like, but don't put it in before you bake it.
Yes.
Put it on afterwards on top.
Well, and pineapple has a lot of water in it. So if you put it in and then bake it, it sometimes can make the crust a little mushy.
Now, somebody told me once that like baking pineapple can turn it poisonous.
That sounds like a wives' tale.
Maybe there's.
If you ask me, I don't know. I hate pineapple.
Oh,
I take a strong stance against pineapple.
Really, on anything?
Anything, even just by itself.
Seriously,
absolutely. My family loves it. I hate even seeing it in the refrigerator.
Even so, like with teriyaki.
Sometimes I'll just give it the finger when I open the refrigerator door.
Because why not, right?
I hate you, pineapple.
Just random. So,
with teriyaki? What the hell did you just say?
Teriyaki, like with pork. Oh, you're missing out, dude.
You know what? There is one way I like pineapple.
Here we go.
And you know what? You just opened my eyes to it. There's a type of taco called Tacos El Pastor.
Okay.
And it's like a seasoning that they put in, and part of that seasoning is pineapple. So you know what? I take it all back.
Maybe you haven't had it right. Like, have you ever had like grilled pineapple?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Ooh, especially put like brown sugar on it and sweeten it up a little bit. I'm telling you, man, it can be really good.
I'll have to take your word for it, brother.
But, you know, that's what we did last night. You know, I was laid up a little bit, had some pineapple on the pizza. Top shelf stuff.
Good for you, man.
I'm telling you, I was a happy fella yesterday.
I went out on the boat for a little bit yesterday. I'm Can I tell you something? You really have inspired me. The Summer of Wood.
You're welcome.
Has inspired me.
Summer Wood, baby.
It's exhausting.
It is.
I didn't even want to go out yesterday.
And it's expensive.
Right. You know how much it is to put 10 gallons of gas in a boat? And you know how long in that old motor 10 gallons lasts?
Can't imagine long.
Not long.
Yeah. Because mostly it's smoke.
Right. Yeah. She's burning fuel pretty fast.
Yeah.
But I called up my cousin Steven and my cousin Barb. I was like, hey, you guys want to hit the Mississippi for a little bit? So we did.
Barb parties.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's why I played that song on the boat again. That's her jam right there. It's a rough stretch of highway. But it's one of those songs that's so bad it's fun. But anyway, I was just like, man, the Summer of Wood is exhausting.
It is.
I was I got home last night. I just wanted to go to bed. I got off the lake at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I wasn't out there long. But I was like, I kind of wanted to lay down and go to bed. The summer of wood is wearing me out. No.
See?
I had work to do, but no, still.
You just got to grip it and rip it, man.
I will tell you this. I'm glad I looked in the mirror before I came to work this morning. Do you ever use children's sunscreen?
No.
No?
I know this is not a good thing, but I usually forget to put on sunscreen.
I do too, but I've been I had skin cancer, so I hate when I forget to put on. I feel like a moron when I forget to put on sunscreen. I'm like, dude, you had skin cancer. You should never forget sunscreen.
Right.
So I will use children's SPF 50. But I cannot get it, like, I can never, like, rub it into my skin. I took a shower last night. I swear to God I took a shower last night when I got home from the river.
Allegedly.
I woke up this morning, I still had sunscreen all over my face.
Hmm.
I was like, Wood's going to make fun. I look like I was wearing makeup last night.
Are you using soap?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, that's a question I have to ask my son when he gets out of the shower. I'm like, hey, I heard the shower run. Did you use soap? And by the way, that answer's a 50-50.
Right.
No. Well, then get back in there and wash yourself, you disgusting human being.
How about when your kids get out of the shower super quick and you're like, I know that you did not do a thorough job.
Mm-mm.
And son, I always tell them, I'm straight up with my kid. I'm like, hey, you don't want to be the stinky kid at school.
No.
Once you're the stinky kid, that's who you are. You wear that jacket for the rest of your life.
And it's a minimum. Nuts, butts, and armpits.
Wait a second. Rachel just texted in something extremely offensive.
Please.
To be fair, the bluegill isn't a prime example of boat life. How dare you?
She's not wrong.
How dare you boat shame me?
She's not wrong, though. I mean, let's be real.
Well, what's your definition of boat life?
What's the line between a dinghy and a boat?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't. Mine is a 16-foot StarCraft.
Right.
You know, from the 70s.
Yeah.
So that may be, for some boats, that probably wouldn't even be nice enough to be a dinghy.
That boat has seen more presidents than I have in my life.
Oh, I was about to make an inappropriate joke.
Don't do it.
I won't. It was gonna have to do with the bluegill and that submarine. It's not funny.
Don't do that.
There's nothing funny about that.
But speaking of that, and like, I know that's like the talk. I'll be 100% honest with you. I'm only kind of paying half attention to this.
Yeah.
It came out yesterday. Obviously, it was... They found, like, the wreckage of it.
Yeah, it was imploded at the bottom of the ocean.
Then they came out and said that they figured that out, like, the first day.
Yeah, this is one of those things where I wonder if they're trying to distract us from something else going on. Because it seems like we're just getting all this news, and then it's contradictory reports.
Right.
And so, I don't know. They were like, oh, we heard tapping, but that tapping was probably just the normal sound of the ocean. I don't know, man. It seems sketchy.
Because they lost contact with it like an hour and 45 minutes after it went down.
Yeah.
And then they believed at that point in time that it had suffered a...
Already imploded.
Right.
Yeah.
So what the hell were we doing for the last 5 days?
That's a great question. You know what's really funny about this submarine thing? We will find anything to argue about, right?
Right.
No one turned it political yet. I know. Not that I saw.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people are hating on billionaires.
Like,
because
Elon Musk got drug into it, that they were using his stuff and it wasn't true.
The argument that I saw that I thought was so ridiculous is they're like, people would be like, submarine lost at the bottom. It's not a submarine. It's a submersible.
Same thing.
I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Good God in heaven. Is this what... Can we just stop nitpicking each other to death?
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think it's sad.
Oh, absolutely it's sad.
But it's just like if somebody dies bungee jumping. Well, guess what?
You knew the risk.
Well, and that's part of the, you know, that's part of the excitement of it is that it is dangerous. These people are going to the bottom of the ocean.
Like, see the Titanic.
Fish don't go down here, right? Who spend their entire lives in water?
Right.
Don't go down there for a reason because they can't handle it.
That's one of the cool things I've seen on social media where they show like where military submarines, like where they kind of hang out at like 3,000 feet or something. And then they show that this thing was 13,000 feet deep?
Right. And so what, think about it. What is it, like 3,600 something? That's a mile.
No, 5,000.
Okay.
300.
So either way, like a military sub's half a mile underneath the water. Half a mile.
Ah, boy.
And then this is like 10 times past that. It's, yeah, no thanks. I mean, I get it. It's neat. Like James Cameron does it like on a weekend. But not me.
They said, and again, we're all just reading. We don't know if we're reading is true or not. But they said that those people were probably dead in 2 milliseconds.
Well, yeah, because you've seen that, like those videos, like if they light something and like the fire takes out all the pressure in like a trash can and it like compacts instantly.
Yeah.
Well, dude, they're talking like, what was it? Something like 5,000 pounds of pressure per square inch.
Yeah.
Inch.
It's like a laser.
I mean, inch. So yeah, no thanks, man.
Yeah, that's wild. I'm just like, wow, are they trying to distract us from something else? Because we are getting a lot of attention on this, you know, five people.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Who knows? Who knows what? I certainly don't. I am trying to kill time as I pull up this sound effect because my computer's frozen over here. And without the sound effect, how do we know what we're doing?
That's true.
You want to do some history?
Come on,
man.
Is a perfect example of the boat life.
All it takes to me, boat life, and I'm sorry, Rachel, boat life is just being on a boat and living life, living the summer of wood above the water.
To be fair, Rachel says, hey, look, that boat could sink at any moment. I don't know if that's relaxation.
Technically, any boat could sink at any moment.
As we talked about the Titanic.
Right. I mean, come on here. All right. Let's do some history. Enough. Rachel, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have blown up at you like that. On this day, back in 1953, Frank J. Zamboni was issued a patent for his ice resurfacer.
Oh, cool.
I always think one of the coolest things about my mother-in-law, may she rest in peace, was that to pay for her daughter, my wife, to take figure skating lessons, she would drive the Zamboni at the ice rink.
Really?
And if you met my mother-in-law, mm-hmm. she was a very short, tiny little woman, and she would get on that Zamboni and resurface the ice, and that was how she helped pay for my wife's.
Boy, she probably didn't know where the hell she was going. How the hell could she see over the top? Just see knuckles at the top of that thing.
Everybody's just dashing for their life. Oh,
here she goes.
Here comes Minnie on the Zamboni.
Hello. Just smashing into walls.
She was a tough old bird. Mm. On this day in 1991, Wood, tell me you probably know what this is.
Sonic.
Yep, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Now, everybody on my street had Nintendo. My parents got me Sega for Christmas that year.
You've always been an elitist.
Well, and I thought, honestly, I was super mad about it. I was like, man, I just wanted the Super Nintendo. You guys got me Sega. But then everybody wanted to play at my house because no one else had Sega.
Right. And you couldn't get Sonic. You could only get Sonic on Sega, right?
Right. So my house became the stop.
I will say those Sonic movies were awesome. They were like real life with animation. I don't know what the heck you would call it. The two that came out were awesome movies.
Not bad.
And on this day, Wood, back in 2021, we've been talking about this for a while. Britney Spears asks the court to end her conservatorship, which is controlled by her father. She said, quote, "This conservatorship is doing me way more harm than good. I deserve to have a life."
Okay.
I think in retrospect, some might say that is a false statement.
I believe that was a perfect example of people giving an opinion on something that A, you don't know about, or B, probably shouldn't care about. Because remember, it was all like, you know, leave Britney alone, free Britney and all this stuff. And I just kind of said to myself, I don't know.
Right.
I have no idea what's going on in their lives, and I'm going to let them kind of figure it out themselves. I don't have an opinion. And it's amazing, like, in today's world, it's, like, not okay not to have an opinion.
Right.
And I don't know.
Maybe her father did know best at the time, and maybe he did have her best interest in mind.
And maybe he is a dirtbag.
Right. We don't know.
I don't know.
Right. And we shouldn't.
I don't know. And it's okay to say, I don't know.
It's a submersible, Wood.
It's a submarine. Let's all start to argue. It's like, I don't know.
I only have one birthday of note today, and I apologize for that, but...
Put your hands together for Randy Jackson.
All right, so yo, dog, there's some good stuff and some bad stuff here. All right,
Randy Jackson celebrating a birthday today.
Now, I'll be fair. I don't really... I've never really watched American Idol, so I don't know.
I watched the first few seasons.
Did he leave American Idol on his own? Or did he get pushed out?
I think he was there until it got canceled the first time.
Okay, and then when they brought it back,
they grabbed three of the biggest duds you've ever seen host a TV show.
Because why in God's name would he have ever left that show?
Right.
Well, Simon left to go start the same show on a different channel. Okay, fine. you know, Paula Abdul, she at least has, you know, her stuff going on. And I know Randy Jackson was like a music creator behind the scenes.
Yes.
But why the hell would you ever give that up?
Oh, that's the gravy train with biscuit wheels.
Right.
But I think that when they brought it back, they just grabbed three of the dullest duds ever and were like, you want to host a show?
Maybe because they thought they were bigger names than Randy Jackson.
And I know Luke Bryan is our, you know, he's our guy and everything, but golly, he's a dud.
Randy Jackson, I have no idea how old he is, though. 57?
No, sir.
74.
You're an entire decade off. He is 67 today.
Really?
And he struggled with his weight a lot. I saw a clip of him saying that he tried a diet where he drank pregnant women's urine.
Sir?
That's a direct quote from him. I'm not even saying that somebody said he did that. He said he tried that.
Did that just make him throw up instantly?
I don't know, man, but he looks sick. He's on that show, Name That Tune.
Okay.
On Fox right now, which I would kill if I ever got on there. But he looks just frail and sick and really, really bad. I don't know what's wrong with him.
Was he skinny?
Well, he's skinny. Yeah, he's super skinny now.
Oh.
But he's one of those people who lost a lot of weight and now looks super unhealthy.
Hmm.
So I don't know. Whatever. Who cares? He's Randy Jackson. He's 67.
Yeah, hopefully he's doing okay.
That's all you need to know about him. Of course, if it's your birthday today, we want to wish you a happy birthday as well.